السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا، وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما. الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين، يبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we all students from cradle to the grave, nobody is perfect. Whatever little advices will be shared is first for me and then for everybody else. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah gonna ask us how much did we practice on our knowledge. And I feel extremely guilty. Allah must not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. We got an opportunity of making tawbah, istighfar, and rectifying our mistakes. I recited the ayah of the Quran from Para 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 138 and 139. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the very sincere Sahaba who accepted Islam and were prepared to sacrifice everything for the love of Allah and for the love of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu, when he accepted Islam, his masters put him on the hot sands, put heavy stones, rocks on his chest, and they used to drag him. They said, leave Islam, otherwise we'll continue punishing you. He used to say, Ahad, I believe in one Allah, and I believe in our beloved Rasulullah, the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever there's sacrifice and mujahada, you'll get very sincere Muslims. When things start getting a bit easy, then we get the hypocrites and the munafiqeen. Allah knows best what is the reason. But some of the reasons are mentioned in the verses of the Quran, which I will recite, inshallah al-Aziz. The first 10, 11 years of Makkah, there was sacrifice and mujahada. So much so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the early Muslims were not allowed to read Salah by the Haram in Makkah. They were boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib. Then the first hijrah took place from Makkah to Abyssinia. And then the second major hijrah took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. In Madinah Munawwara, Muslims did not face much opposition. The Islam and the Muslims were growing. And the hypocrites gapped in, who outwardly they proclaimed to be Muslims. Outwardly they proclaimed to love our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there's also Surah Munafiqun in the Quran, Para 28. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ والله يعلم إنك لرسول والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون. Allah says that these hypocrites come in your gathering. They pretend to be your friend. They pretend to be devoted Muslims. But Allah says there's hypocrisy in their heart. They're not sincere in their claim. Our beloved Rasulullah used to get wahi, divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi Sallam the names of the hypocrites and the munafiqeen. Today we are plus minus 1,447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we cannot give judgment of hypocrisy on anybody. What is in the person's heart that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But sometimes through some actions, these are signs of hypocrites. May Allah protect us. So in Para 5 Surah Nisa, Allah says, verse number 138, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَزَابًا أَلِيمًا. These hypocrites, give them the news of a severe punishment that is awaiting for them the moment they die. And the other bad quality, الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They have sincere friendship with the non-Muslim disbelievers than the sincere practicing Muslims. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. They think by associating with this famous non-Muslim disbelievers, they will get respect. Respect belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are living in a time where technology advancement have reached its peak. And we have the social media, the WhatsApp, and whatever else you can that is available. We have the professional sports players. We have this famous Hollywood, Bollywood stars. And we have these non-Muslim politicians, etc. I'm not taking name of any particular person. We have to do amal bil maruf nahi and munkar within the rule of the government by not taking names of any person. And sometimes these non-Muslims have some programs, some functions, and you feel by going to these functions or taking a photo with these famous non-Muslim politicians, a non-Muslim professional sports players, a non-Muslim film stars, Hollywood, Bollywood stars, etc. Allah says you won't get respect, you'll get disgrace only. Let's read the next verse, number 140 of Surah Nisa, para 5. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَوُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ خَيْرٍ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. In this verse, Allah makes it clear. If you are invited to any program, they may use the name of Islam, it's just a name. But the guest speakers are hypocrites. The best guest speakers are open sinners. Allah says in the Quran, وَتَعَامَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَىٰ وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Assist one another in good actions and do not assist one another in sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in any gathering, maybe they even give a name of Islam, but they say things that against the clear teachings of the Quran. The major sins that are mentioned in the Quran, they try to legalize it and promote it. And the ulama have written three categories of hypocrisy. I read in the Tafsir Kitab. One is aqidah, you hypocrisy in aqidah, that you don't take Aliyaz Billah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the final Nabi. You don't take the glorious Quran as the final authentic book of Allah. You don't show respect to the Sahaba, especially the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. All the noble companions that took part in Ghazwa-e Badr, Ghazwa-e Uhud, Ghazwa-e Khandaq, Ghazwa-e Tabuk, in Fath-e Makkah, conquest, etc. The Sira Kitabs, the names of the Sahabas and the sacrifice are written. We need to have sincere love and respect. So in our aqidah, in belief, there's no compromise. Anything you say against the Sahaba, against the Quran, against the finality of the Nubuwwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you go out of the fold of Islam. And this is that severe munafiq. Where Allah says in the Quran, another verse, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. You see, Jahannam has like seven portions of punishment. And the right bottom end is reserved for those open hypocrites. May Allah protect us. When a cook is cooking in a deck of food, and we know the bottom part of the pot is extremely hot, they have to stir it, otherwise it gets burnt. May Allah protect us. And Allah says in this verse, one is yukfaru biha wa yustahza'u biha. One is they don't bring iman on the verses of the Quran. And second is they make a mockery of the verses of the Quran. Example, when your music is haram, homosexuality, lesbian is haram, alcohol is haram, we promote the institution of niqah. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَسْنَى وَالثُّلَاثَ وَالرُّبَعَ. Make nikah to one, two, three, or four. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. If you cannot make justice, stick to one wife. But those that promote adultery, zina, invited to functions where there's no proper hijab between males and females, and the females will be dressed to kill, and we are all human beings, we are not angels. To go into such functions, وَلَا تَقَرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Not go close to adultery, zina. If we have any function, wedding, walima, there must be proper curtain between males and females, separate section. Or we're having some educational programs, do it under supervision of our respected ulama-i kiram, where they'll have proper parda arrangements, where the female will be sitting one side, male will be sitting one side. And if they don't promote the laws of hijab, and people fall into sin, in adultery, zina, today we're having so much divorce cases, and without a word of exaggeration, I'm speaking in the house of Allah. Nearly 50% of our divorce are related to either husband had an illicit relationship with another woman, or the wife had an illicit relationship with another man, and then the marriage ended up in divorce. But how was the contact being created? How did the man get involved with another man? How could this woman, the wife, 3-4 children she's got? I know one kid, they got 5 children, and the mother still had an illicit relationship with another person. I don't take people's name, al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina, but this is happening in our society. May Allah protect us and protect everybody. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah, istighfar. Time is very, very short. These hypocrites, مُزَبْزَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Verse number 143, Allah says this, hypocrites, they swing between, they are neither towards these nor towards those, you shall never find a way for him whom Allah has led astray. They sometimes befriend the non-Muslims, sometimes befriend the Muslims.
In layman terms, to say where the bread is buttered, where they get more financial benefit they can get, they go for the money, they go for the food, they go for government positions. We are not here after government positions. Our concern is to get Jannah, paradise. Allah must give us a respectable debt on Iman. And verse number 145, where Allah speaks about the punishment, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And when these hypocrites will be punished in the bottom end of Jahannam, they won't have anybody to help them. But Allah speaks about those that make tawbah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. What a beautiful verse, number 146, para 5, Surah Nisa. Except those hypocrites or disbelievers or open sinners who repent, amend their ways, trust firmly in Allah, and devote the deen religion solely for Allah, these shall be among the believers. Verily, Allah shall soon confer on the believers an enormous reward. The condition of tawbah is you leave that sin, you feel remorse in your heart, and you make a change in future. You won't go towards the sin. And one of the evil qualities of the hypocrites, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When they come for salah, they come very lazily. They don't have the heart and mind in reading the salah correctly, properly. In the commentary of this verse also, an Ali mentioned that hadith, that sometimes we are busy working, and especially in the winter months when Asr is early. See, the hypocrites read the Asr close to sunset time, and they read it fast. They make the Ruku Sata very quickly. They read the Surah Fatiha quickly, a short surah quickly. Like how the hen and the chicken eat grains from the ground. They eat the grains and they lift the head up straight away. They make sajda like the hen and the chicken. This is the example given by Rasulullah. And Fajr and Isha Salah is very difficult for the hypocrites. If we have sincere concern of Akhirat, read all our Salat in Jama'ah, obviously certain places where crime is very high, especially in the city centers. One person even phoned me, Molana, I want to read my Fajr Salat in Jama'ah, but people are getting mugged and robbed while going to the masjid in the cities. Allah protect us. So if there are two, three people in the same house, the father, son, brothers, at least the people of the house with salah together, Allah make it easy. And the other signs of hypocrisy is when they speak lies. When they in financial dealing, they're not honest, they rob, they steal. They're not honest in monetary dealings. And they break their promises. And they don't feel shy when they commit a sin. This is a very dangerous part. If somebody commits a sin, do it secretly, quietly, you know it's a sin. But the hypocrite, he'll feel proud. No, I got 20 girlfriends. Every night I'm sleeping with another woman. Astaghfirullah. A person goes to the casino or a cinema or a nightclub. A person with a little bit of iman, he'll feel ashamed. Where did I go? Where am I? And if a person is remorseful, Allah give them tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar before they pass away. But if you're proud of your sin and you think you're doing something good, aliyazu billah, you'll be deprived of making tawbah. And Allah is so merciful. The last verse, para 5, Surah Nisa 147, Allah says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَزَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What would Allah get in punishing us? Allah Ta'ala enjoys giving reward to us. With all our shortcomings, nobody can claim
that our amals are 100% correct. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا مِمَّنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious. The second type of hypocrisy is hypocrisy in amal. Your aqidah is correct, but you're not regular with the faraz salah, or not abstaining from haram, etc. Allah protect us. And the third type of hypocrisy is nifaq, hypocrisy in friendship, fil awliya. You're not sincere in your friendship with the next person. You keeping your friendship with the next person either for some financial benefit or some other benefit, or you fear some harm coming from that person. He's in the place of authority or position. Now if you don't be good with him, he'll make life miserable for you. So we have a sincere friendship with our Muslim brothers. Whoever guide us towards the a'mals of Jannah, befriend them, our respected ulama ikram, imams of the masjids, ustads in the afternoon maktab madrasas, ustads in the hifz classes, darul ulum. Have sincere love for them. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. In the akhirat, Allah will make us among those who are sincere, devoted servants of Allah. Hibbu sani'in wa lastu minhum. Allahumma rizqna salah. I love the pious, but I'm not a pious person. And Allah make us amongst them on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah grant us all respect to the debt of Iman. And Allah grant us Jannah to fill those without any reckoning. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.